It's great to have so many people here this morning, but also to have folks from other nations. And we all have our different Christmas traditions. And as I was thinking about what to share this morning, I had a bit of a look on the internet to see some interesting Christmas traditions from other nations around the world. And I just want to share four of them with you this morning. First of all, this one. Caracas, Venezuela. What are the folks in the picture doing? Can anyone tell me? Any ideas? What are they doing? They're on a certain kind of footwear. They're skating. Yes, rollerblades. You remember? You know, when I was a teenager, the roller disco, all that kind of thing, going back many moons. In Caracas, Venezuela, on Christmas morning, people make their way to the first service of Christmas season on skates. That's Christmas tradition. And they close certain parts of the city centre in order to make sure that there are no accidents that are caused. Second tradition, Czech Republic. Now, you can't quite see what's happening here, but there's a woman who's sort of sitting on the floor and there's a shoe that is flying through the air towards a front door that's behind her. All right, now this apparently is an old tradition in the Czech Republic. So if you're from that part of the world and it's not right, do forgive me. But I understand that this is what the tradition is. That if you're a single lady, what you need to do at Christmas is stand with your back to the front door and throw a shoe over your right shoulder, okay, towards the front door. If it lands with the toe facing the front door, then you've not got a problem. The next year you're going to meet a man and you're going to get married. Okay, so that's a Christmas tradition. So if you see any ladies who, having heard this morning, throwing shoes, run a mile. No, don't run a mile. All right? But interesting, Christmas tradition. Now, what about this one? Now, some of our Ukrainian friends can help us here. Ukraine, what is this? It's a Christmas decoration that you hang on a Christmas tree. And can anybody tell me what it is? Anybody see what it is? Spider's web, I see someone mouthing. Yes, it's a spider's web. Anyone from Ukraine enlighten us about this? No? Oh, no. So I'm teaching. Yeah. It's a bit like the citizenship exam for the UK. Once you've done that, you know more than we do about our own country. But here we are, Ukraine. What's the tradition here? Well, apparently, Ukrainians hang these sort of Christmas decorations of a web and a spider because the fairy tale is that there was a very poor woman who had a Christmas tree, but she couldn't afford to decorate it. So she went to bed. And as she was asleep, a spider spun a web of coloured silk around the tree, creating the decoration for her. So in Ukraine, it's traditional, apparently, to have these webs with spiders. Now, what about this one, finally? This is Greenland. Now then, who likes Brussels sprouts? Who likes soggy Brussels sprouts? Nobody likes soggy Brussels sprouts. Well, you know, whatever you think of Brussels sprouts, it's nothing compared to this. Matak, it's called. The tradition in Greenland is that you eat this. It's a delicacy. And what it is whale skin and blubber. Okay? That's what you're looking at. So, boys and girls, when you're presented with sprouts or anything green, don't turn your nose up. Eat it and be thankful. It could be matak. Now, of course, we have a tradition in our nation, don't we, of giving and receiving gifts. And perhaps you have other traditions that are unique to your family. The giving and receiving of gifts is something that we come across in the Christmas story as it's recorded for us in the Gospels. When the wise men travel from the east and bring to the newborn Jesus three gifts, gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. So at Christmas time, we give gifts. But as those who are the Lord's people, we're also encouraged to give and to use all of our gifts in the Lord's service because he is a generous and he is a giving God. And what I want us to think about very briefly this morning is three gifts at Christmas time. And the first and most important of those gifts is Jesus Christ himself. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That is why we gather as Christians to celebrate at this Christmas season. This gift of Jesus promises life, not just good life, not just abundant life now, but eternal life with God forever. It is the greatest gift that anyone can ever receive. Now, you may be thinking, okay, I get that to a point, but are there any other gifts that come with Jesus? And yes, there are. There are two that I want to mention for you. It's through the gift of Jesus that we receive the gift of God's constant care. Now, you know, I've often tried to explain the importance, the significance of Christmas, the importance of trusting in Jesus. I just want to open that out a little bit and say there are two gifts that I want us to reflect on that we receive through Jesus. And the first is this. This sense of God being in control, this sense of God being with us, whatever we may be called to face in life. And that is a glorious comfort and assurance. The Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the church in Philippi, and in it he said this, "My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." Now, Paul wasn't just saying, God will make you rich. That's not what he was saying. He was saying, whatever you stand in need of, whatever things are most vital to you, God will supply through his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, the question is, what do I need most? Now, if you live with me, you'd know that what I need most is forgiveness. What I need most is forgiveness. Because the way that I live my life is so selfish and so self-focused that those around me can be hurt by the things I think and say and do. And that same sense is separates me from God, which is more serious. And if I'm to be in a relationship with God, I need to be forgiven. And that forgiveness is freely given through Jesus, my Lord and my Redeemer. But we're all familiar as well with the 23rd Psalm, aren't we? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Now again, it's not talking about material things. It's talking about the blessings that God gives us in life. We read in our reading in Matthew 1 that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Now that's a glorious thing for every Christian believer to understand and to grasp. Because whatever happens in life, on our good days, our bad days, through the things that are difficult to live through, the assurance is that God is with us. Jesus has come into the world to identify with our human condition. He knows what it's like to live life in this rough and tumble world, this world that is not the way that God intended it to be, this world that is broken because of sin. So it is a precious gift to know that through Jesus we receive the gift of God's constant care. Now you may be here and you've lived through those difficult times, perhaps recently, perhaps in the year that's passed, and you've not had that sense that God was there for you, that Jesus was present. Well, can I say first of all that I understand what that is like? There have been seasons in my own life when I have felt that God has not been with me, when I have wept bitter tears, when I have even felt abandoned by God. But you know, the longer I've lived, the more I've come to understand that God is there all the time. It was me who let go of him, but he never turned away from me. He never rejected me. He continued to set his love upon me. He continued to care. He continued to wait for this prodigal to return. I have received God's mercy in Jesus. I am subject to his special care and concern. And if you receive the gift of Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you too will be able to say that and be able to rejoice in that. But there's a third and final thing I want you to see. It's through Jesus that we receive the gift of God's grace. Ephesians 2:8 says this, "It's by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Now, a couple of things about this gift of grace. The first is this: you can't earn it. You cannot earn it. Every other religion in the world is based on the principle that you as a human being, I as a human being, must reach a certain standard in order to be acceptable to God. That is not the message of Christianity. The message of Christianity is that you are saved wholly by the grace of God. There's nothing that you can do to make God love you more. There's nothing that you can do that will earn you more brownie points with the Almighty Himself. It is through grace alone. One author described trying to earn grace as like trying to jump to the moon. Now, I used to do a bit of high jump when I was at school. I got as far as I could with the old scissor thing. You remember, I'll not do it in case I pull my hamstring. But you know, where you throw your leg up and you follow it with the other one and you try and get across. I could never do the Fosbury flop. If you could do the Fosbury flop, you know, you're a legend. You're a legend if you could do that. But let's think about that. You know, by human effort, how high can we jump? 2-point-something meters, 2.25 meters, I think, is the world record for high jump. Is that right? Oh, yeah. Phil's impressed. I got it right. 2.25 meters. Trying to earn the grace of God is like trying to jump to the moon. It's impossible. You cannot do it. It's a gift that's freely given. The second thing we need to understand is that God's grace isn't something that we deserve. It's not something that we deserve. We have in our society a growing sense of entitlement. Well, of course you should do that for me. I deserve it. Why shouldn't I have this? I deserve it. What's that brand of perfume or cosmetics that tells me I deserve it? L'Oreal, you see, you're buying into this mindset. You know it. But you see, when it comes to this gift of God's grace, none of us deserve it. In fact, the opposite is the case. Because we, by nature, break God's laws, we actually deserve the opposite. We deserve to face God's judgment. We deserve for God to treat us justly. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Grace can't be earned. It is simply a gift to anyone who will receive it. What a glorious thing that is. In the book of Revelation, we read this: "Come, whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take of the free gift of the water of life." This gift of forgiveness, this gift of salvation in Jesus is freely given and it is to be freely received. You cannot earn it. You simply have to acknowledge that Jesus is God, believe on Him, and commit all of your life to following Him as Lord and Master. What a gift. What a gift. Now, many people are going to exchange gifts over this Christmas season. So I don't know whether you've already done that, whether the house is just covered in opened wrapping papers and so forth. But if you've yet to do it, I hope that you remember these three gifts. You're not going to find them under the Christmas tree, but they are the best gifts that anyone can receive. First of all, the gift of Jesus, God's Son. Then the gift of God's watchful care through Him. And then the gift of God's amazing grace to all who will trust and follow Him. Amen.